The sun is shining. We're heading for another day of possibly 25, maybe 26 degrees in temperature. And some very busy people are those who provide ice creams. But there's a bit of a crisis, yet again, a bit of a crisis when it comes to our ice creams, or particularly our 99s. With me in the line is Barry Phelan of Mr. Cool Events, provides ice cream van hire in Kerry, Cork and other parts of Munster. Barry, good morning to you.
Kerry, how are you?
Not too bad. How busy are you these days? You must be delighted with the weather.
Yeah, it's crazy. Every time the sun comes out there, I get an extra boost of phone calls, and I just goes mad for a few days, you know.
Yeah, you're just coming back from Tralee, and you're getting ready for Puck, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, it's an events company I run. I do all sorts of stuff. I have ice cream vans. I do bouncy castles, marquees. I was delivering a few marquees down there for Puck at the weekend there. Yeah, now I'm going back now to load up the ice cream vans. I've got a few gigs around Cork for the rest of the day. So, yeah, it's kind of it's good at the moment when the weather's good, you know.
Yeah, so you're tied in, I suppose, to events and festivals and all of that. What sort of a season has it been so far for you?
Yeah, no, it's been busy. Like, it's been, I suppose, the first year after COVID, you know. There's a pent-up demand for all sorts of parties. The corporate events are back on again. The businesses are trying to get the ice cream vans in for lunchtime slots and stuff. It's good, to be honest.
That's great. But you're having problems. How many flakes do you have, Barry? And is there a worry? Will you run out?
No, well, like, listen, what happens there every time the weather gets good, all the cash and carries and stuff, the limit, what you can buy flake-wise, that you can only maybe buy 5 boxes at a time. So you end up going from one supplier to the next one, you know, to stock up.
To try and stock up.
It's a bit mad. Yeah. Whereas when the weather's not so good, you can get plenty, you know. It's just boom and bust, you know, yourself. Supply and demand.
It's certainly, there was earlier on, maybe in June, when the weather was good as well. Cadbury's, the parent company of flakes, they were trying to resolve a global supply chain distribution shortage. There was most of the flakes getting made in a factory near Cairo in Egypt. So is it just the rationing here locally for fear they'll go off the shelves and be unavailable, or is it a combination of both things?
I think that's a lot of it. When the weather forecast is good, like, I suppose all the businesses are going out, and they're all going out and trying to buy big quantities, and the wholesalers, the suppliers, don't want everybody to lose out, you know, so they ration them. Like, I mean, every time I go to buy, coming up to a heat wave, you struggle. Like, you know, you'd want to be stocking up when the weather's not so good.
You certainly would, trying to guess it and keep a close eye on the weather forecast. Barry, the flakes, they're the key part of what makes a 99 a 99. Still as popular as ever in this country?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I do all the tourist sites and the beaches and stuff, and I have a big menu board. There's about 30, 40 ice creams you could choose, all the toppings, all the dressings. But you'll find, typically, 90% of the people will just go for the ice cream with the flake, you know, the typical 99.
Give me a 99. And what are we, cost of living and everything else, what are we retailing at the moment? What was it cost you for?
Yeah, well, normally, like, I would, 250 would be my menu board price for a large 99. Now, if I was doing a corporate event or a business and I was pulling in and I was serving a couple of hundred ice creams, I would, you know, would I do them a deal, like, I'd have a good time to €2 ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But you'd be wanting to get close to 250, because it's the price of everything has gone up. Obviously, the mix has gone up, the price of the chocolates have gone up, the cones, the diesel, obviously.
It's all going up across the board, so we'll have to keep an eye on that one. A listener gets in touch with a question for you. I don't know if you have the answer to this, but they say, my favourite flavour of ice cream is banana, but it's nearly impossible to get it today. Why is this?
Right, I don't know about banana flavoured ice cream. I have a banana topping, like, I do vanilla ice cream, and I could do a banana topping sauce on it. Yeah. It wouldn't be the most popular, but I offer that, all right.
I remember hearing before that there's, when it comes to, I suppose, confectionery and to an extent ice cream, there was a flavour of banana that was developed many, many years ago on one derivative of the banana plant, and that banana is no longer available, that particular flavour, but the synthetic form of it is. So that's kind of what banana ice cream people would have, but I suppose it's just fallen off in popularity, I guess. That's kind of where
I think what most of us do now, we serve vanilla ice cream and just all the toppings and flavours on top of that, then, you know.
Vanilla's your base, and whatever topping you want after that, you can have, but it's only in the form of the topping.
That keeps everybody happy, you know.
Yeah. Well, look, Barry, you have another week at least of glorious weather. So I know you'll be busy. Yeah. Enjoy it and try and make money for the down
time. I'll be up early every day working 15-hour days for the next week or so, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Well, listen, Barry, thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. And good luck with it.
All the best, Jerry. Thank you.
There you go. That's Barry on the line there. Ice cream seller, Mr. Cool Ice Cream Rental. There you go. That's Puck Fair Cork. Was in Tralee, Killarney, corporate events and other things like that. If you have a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the show. Barry Phelan of Mr. Cool Events, providing ice cream van hire and other van hire in Kerry. Then do get in touch with us on the programme this morning. Some of your views to get to. If you want, Tom Randall gets in touch with us. If you want to close down all business people that's giving employment at present in the country, vote Sinn Féin. The young people don't understand that there'll be mass unemployment. That's Tom's view this morning. Bernadette O'Sullivan from Drumcunning and Abidorny says, yes, schools should allow alternatives for students. The cost of student outfits is far too expensive, altogether too much pressure for parents out there. In Spain last week, everything half, sometimes one third of the price here. Crazy pricing in this country, says listener. Yeah, but what does the average hospitality worker in Spain get paid? And what is the average input cost for those business who are paying one third or charging one third of the prices would be my key question. I don't think you're comparing like for like always in relation to that. Real landlords and rental premises, regardless of whether a person rents out their property in full-time letting or Airbnbs, taxes have to be paid. One of the main reasons landlords are leaving the rental market is because of tenants' rights. Once a tenant is in a rented premises for over 6 months, they have so many rights, and even if they're problematic and cause problems and issues, it can take up to a couple of years before they can be evicted. It feels like your house is never your own. A lot of landlords have switched over to short-term holiday letting and Airbnb, where they can let out their premises for shorter periods and feel like they're in full ownership of their properties. Yeah, that is definitely a factor in the debate. What do you make? Get in touch with us if you have a view on that from our listener. Hospitality worker in the shortage of staff for Connor says that during COVID, many of the overseas staff that were working in Ireland went home. They got the COVID payment and left. And now, because of the increased cost of living in Ireland, they have not returned. They are talking about winter, but Connor says tourists are all saying it's very expensive now in Ireland, so she would be fearful for summer season 2023. Ukrainians will only work 3 days a week and they want to retain their full benefits as well as getting accommodation and food. If anyone else only works 3 days, they still have to pay their own living costs. It seems to be an unfair system, says this caller. Another caller understands why landlords want to get out. The cost of the upkeep of an apartment has gone through the roof and they just don't need all the hassle. Caller says he used to have 24 properties to rent in Tralee area. Now he is down to 2. The reason he's getting rid of his rental, it's all down to the Residential Tenancies Board. Our caller says it's just an impossibility to live a peaceful life renting, totally due to the intractability and bureaucracy of the Residential Tenancies Board.